California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Edmonton. The San Jose Sharks continue their road trip after a wild, woolly, and yes, disappointing finish against the Minnesota Wild. It's on to take on the Edmonton Oilers and try to be spoilers again. Drew, the Sharks' last game against the Minnesota Wild showed a lot of gumption coming back from a 3-goal deficit in the third period. I think we've seen a kind of a transition in a sense, a look at the future, with Will Smith getting a goal and 3 assists, a beautiful tying goal, and of course Macklin Celebrini getting the 3-goal hat trick. He's the first rookie to score a hat trick for the Sharks since Tomas Hertl had that 4-goal game against the New York Rangers. And on the other side of the ice, if I may take a moment on this, Joel Eriksson Ek with a 4-goal game against the Sharks. The last time anybody scored 4 goals against the Sharks was 11 years ago. Martin St. Louis did it for the Lightning in Tampa against the Sharks in another one of those crazy games. But it's been a long time since we've seen that. A lot of things to take. I don't want to sound like a broken record. We're taking positives out of a negative because they lost the game.
Yeah, but the manner in which they lost the game, first off, that play was unreal, how Minnesota scored the winning goal. Oh. And very few guys could finish that play off like Kaprizov did. But the Sharks come back to tie it twice. In the third period, they come back to tie it, make it 4-4. In the third period, they give up 3 right away. They could have easily shut that down. And I mean shut that down by themselves, going, oh, well, we're 32nd place. To the end of the year, we don't have it again tonight, another third period. They didn't. And the kids fired the rockets. And maybe they found a line with Kovalenko on that line. And I said at the end of the broadcast, I've got nothing but respect for that team and how hard they played and how hard they tried to win that hockey game for nothing but themselves and each other. I've got how hard they went at it, how hard they played, and the spark at which they reset themselves was impressive, and it shows a big difference in, and again, I know we are broken records, a big difference in last year to this year. There is growth. Without a doubt, there's growth.
It's just that growing in the NHL is a really difficult thing to do. Ask people in Detroit after last night. They lose again. They're on the verge of being eliminated, and I don't think they're going to make it now. Today, the Sharks have a chance to maybe put a little dagger into Edmonton because they haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, but if they get 1 point, they're in. And if Minnesota beats Calgary, Calgary's out. So we're getting down to the final brass tacks right now, but I still think that their desire to be a spoiler, back to what you were talking about, is something that's motivating them a little bit.
Yeah, I think it is too. I mean, what they've realized, and Macklin Celebrini said it to us the other day, is the fact that they realize that these other teams have something to play for and have upped their intensity and upped their game as far as competing for spot, competing for pucks on the ice, competing for every inch. And he said, so we had to, you know, we've got to do that too. And they realize that, and they also realize the fact that they can still have an effect. But I think more than anything, Danny, they're playing for the pride and they're playing for each other, which is something that if you can get your team to do that, like if I'm playing for you and I don't want to let you down by my shift because I know you're going to do the same for me, you've got the start of the right type of culture in your dressing room.
Makes it easier for the coaches to do their job. And certainly, I would imagine, we saw Ryan Warsawski after the game. And, yeah, he wasn't happy they won. But yet you could sense that he was sensing the same thing we were.
Yeah, absolutely. What did he want this year? He told us right off the bat. He wanted, number one, to get the respect back for San Jose Sharks hockey and to get other teams to realize that they've been in a fight, they've been in a game. And he's been able to accomplish that with his coaching and his practices and the way that the guys have taken over. Number two, he wanted the team to grow as far as skill and ability and on the ice and be in games. Well, we got 35 one-goal games now.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. So they're in games. Now you got to find a way next year to take those one-goal games and losses and turn them into wins. And he knows that there has been positive growth this year. I know for our fans, it's been a long, painful road considering where we were to where we are now. But you can see this year that the build has started. The build has started.
The rebuild or the teardown is over, and now the build is on its way.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good message for the fan base, but also for the guys in that dressing room. They know they can be part of something special. And I'm telling you what, the Sharks going into the summer are going to have to spend a little bit of money. I think they planned it this way.
Yeah.
They have about $20 million under the floor at the moment. That's all going to change.
Right.
But I think that there are a lot of veterans around the NHL that are looking at this team saying, you know what, I would love to go there.
Look at Tyler Toffoli, look at Barkley Goodrow, look at the veteran players that have played for us and this year, and look what they've been able to do and how they've been able to be a very important part of where we are. And also Macklin and Will and the young players we have excite these older guys going, But also look how good Mike Greer has treated, not good, but how Mike Greer has treated the guys he's traded. He's traded almost all of our team, the guys that got traded that we miss, and they're great guys and great teammates and great players, but he's traded them all to playoff teams.
Jake Walman.
Right, all to contenders. So you look at that, and Mike, an ex-player, I think that has a big lasting effect on people who look and go, well, if I go sign there, and I am like a veteran guy that maybe gets traded at the trade deadline, this guy's going to treat me right. And Mike, without a doubt, has treated everybody right.
We've had a reputation of that here, fortunately, for a while, and trading players to teams that where there is a good chance of success, if that does happen. Of course, trading is not something we're talking about now since the deadline has passed. But
it's something, though, that players in the summer think about.
And that's certainly an exciting thing for the future. What's not so exciting for tonight's game against the Edmonton Oilers is that Mario Ferraro's season is over.
Yeah.
A really, really tough situation. Scott Hannon is a defenseman, and he looked at me as soon as that play happened and the puck was in the back of the net. Mario Ferraro was doubled over, and he looked at me and he kind of mouthed, it's over.
Yeah.
He's done. And that is exactly what turned out to be the case. So now, in this stretch drive, the Sharks have lost two defensemen that are getting big, big minutes, and they're both done for the season, the other one being Shakir Mukhamadulin. So tonight, Henry Thrun gets the opportunity to step up and play some more minutes.
It's going to be tough because Connor's back in the lineup and he's flying. He came back last game, got 3 points. Henry Thrun's big thing he's got to worry about is puck management and trying to keep the puck in front of him all the time. And everybody else playing on the Sharks. It's going to take five guys all the time when you're playing out against them. But you've got to make sure that you are above the puck all the time. Henry's going to get some minutes. Keep it simple, kid. Keep it simple.
Also, Jan Ruta looks like he's ready to come back into the lineup, and that's big news because he's got a lot of experience, a right-handed shooting defenseman. You know he's going to be rusty since he hasn't played for so long, but he's got Lucas Carlson. Tim Liljegren plays with Henry Thrun, and Jack Thompson, who's looked, I think, very, very good, is there with the old standby, Mark-Edouard Vlasic, who continues to chug along. That's going to be the defensive group that looks to play against this Edmonton Oilers team. Now, we're hearing that Leon Draisaitl's not ready to come back. And we also are hearing that also somebody is sick. Who is it? Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is not well, and Jake Walman is not feeling well. So they're both out of a lineup. So it's going to be an interesting kind of dynamic here tonight because the Oilers, you know what they're like at home. They're on the verge of trying to – they want to do something special for their fans to clinch a playoff spot, and they don't want to do it by backing in with 1 point. So they're going to want to try to get the big victory. And you may remember what happened when we were here at the end of last season.
We all remember that. Was it 9?
9.
Yeah, we don't want that again. 8 was fun because there were 7 on the other end by our end. So, yeah, we want to try to play a little bit more of a defensive game.
Let's hope so. Meantime, the San Jose Sharks are going to go with Georgi Romanov in the nets. I think he's played pretty well the last couple times he's been out, but he's still looking for his first National Hockey League win. He's got his hands full, certainly, with the Edmonton Oilers, even without the services of Leon Draisaitl. Connor McDavid is in, and you know he's going to be there. So it's going to be a fascinating game tonight. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock Pacific time. That's because it's a 7:30 game here in Edmonton, which is an hour later. So a 6 o'clock Pacific time airtime with Scott Hannon and me on the Sharks Audio Network. Tune in, and until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.